AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Britain and now Germany are canceling some flights to Egypt after a Russian passenger jet crashed there on Saturday, killing everyone on board. U.S. and U.K. officials say a bomb may well have brought down that plane. Here's our national security correspondent, Sagar Magani.
Prime Minister David Cameron says it's not a final conclusion.
We don't know for certain.
But he says the British do have intelligence and other information about the crash.
That gave us the concern that it was more likely than not it was a terrorist bomb.
Russia calls that speculation, saying investigators are still considering all theories. U.S. and British officials have said they've tentatively determined an Islamic State group affiliate planted a bomb on the jet that went down in the Sinai Desert. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
NATO's Secretary General is worrying aloud about Russia's military buildup overseas. Jens Stoltenberg quotes experts who say Moscow may eventually be able to limit the access of the United States and its allies to certain regions, all the way from the Baltic Sea to the Mediterranean. Now to the Chicago area police officer who killed himself but tried to make it look like a killing in the line of duty, according to officials.
This was a carefully staged suicide. This officer killed himself.
Recovered text messages show that Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz apparently wanted to derail an administrator who was looking into the youth fund he was stealing from. His texts discuss perhaps arresting her for drunk driving and mentioned, quote, planting things. More Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, but levels remain near historic lows, say the experts, as employers are hesitant to let go of workers. This is AP Radio News. This may come as a surprise to you. Dozens of research labs are growing lumps of human brain tissue for study. A couple of years ago, researchers said they had created mini brains that contained multiple major parts of the brain. Now, nobody has created a fully functioning adult human brain, but is this something we should worry about? We asked Hank Greeley, a Stanford University expert on science and the law.
Tiny little bits of brain, I think, don't raise any serious questions. A little brain organoid is not going to be sitting back thinking, who am I, where am I, why am I here?
Scientists say this technology will help them study diseases like autism and schizophrenia. An autographed manuscript written by President Lincoln just weeks before he was killed has sold at auction for more than $2 million in New York. It contained the final passage of his famed second inaugural address. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.